presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources.
January 29, 5:41 America, New York, Australian Open, Ashleigh Barty wins first Melbourne title by beating Danielle Collins. Ashleigh Barty ends the home nation's 44-year wait for a Grand Slam women's singles champion by beating Danielle Collins to win the Australian Open title. January 29, 5:30 America, New York, Russia needs just 48 hours to invade Ukraine, warns Putin ally as troops seen training. The drills in Lviv region come as Russia continues to tighten its military noose around Ukraine while officially denying any intention to invade. January 29, 5:05 America, New York, we're afraid of everything, Ukrainians remember a deadly rocket attack. Amid fears of an escalation with Russia, mourners in Mariupol, Ukraine, gathered to remember the 30 people who were killed in 2015 when rockets believed to have been fired from separatist-controlled territory struck a neighborhood. January 29, 5 o'clock America, New York, in Canada, Freedom Convoy, protesting vaccine mandates nears capital. The Freedom Convoy began as a response to COVID vaccine requirements for some truckers, but its political aims have since broadened. Trucks parked along Wellington Street in downtown Ottawa on Friday night. January 29, 5 o'clock America, New York, ISIS siege of Syria prison proves it's still a threat. The Islamic State may no longer be able to control territory, but it has shown in Syria and Iraq that it can still pull off opportunistic military operations. Kurdish militia fighters warming themselves on Friday near a prison in Hasaka, Syria, that Islamic State fighters had attacked. January 29, 4 o'clock America, New York, rejected by New Zealand, reporter turns to Taliban for help. A pregnant New Zealand journalist says she turned to the Taliban for help and is now stranded in Afghanistan after her home country has prevented her from returning due to a bottleneck of people in its coronavirus quarantine system. January 29, 3:53 America, New York, third COVID wave looms in Indonesia as Omicron spreads. Indonesia is bracing for a third wave of COVID-19 infections as the highly transmissible Omicron variant drives a surge in new cases. January 29, 3:41 America, New York, major non-NATO ally, loses U.S. military aid. The cancellation of American military assistance to Egypt comes just days after a $2.5 billion arms deal was agreed between the two nations. January 29, 3 o'clock America, New York, Peru oil spill after Tonga eruption bigger than previously thought. The ecological disaster, linked to Tonga's tsunami, is said to be double the size first reported. January 29, 3 o'clock America, New York, as Russian troops mass in Belarus, a Ukraine border is largely undefended. From the border, it's a fast 140 miles down a newly paved highway to Kiev, the Ukrainian capital, but only a few troops stand guard. The E95 highway from Chernihiv towards Kiev. January 29, 2:30 America, New York, Kyle Rittenhouse, gun used in Kenosha shootings to be destroyed. Mr. Rittenhouse wants the assault rifle destroyed to stop it becoming a political symbol, his spokesman says. January 29, 2:09 America, New York, world's biggest billionaire climate scroungers speeding up global heating. Some of the world's richest people are emitting many thousands of times more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere than the average person, meaning their contribution to global heating is as outsized as their wallets. January 29, 2:07 America, New York, NASA reveals new plan to detect possible doomsday asteroids near Earth. NASA has upgraded its asteroid hazard software to the new Sentry 2 algorithm, hoping to get more accurate results for known hazards and find new ones. January 29, 1:51 America, New York, video of U.S. Navy jet crash in South China Sea released. Military confirms authenticity of video clip showing the moment an F-35C Lightning II stealth plane crash landed. January 29, 1:24 America, New York, ambassador warns of tinderbox at risk of starting U.S.-China war. Chinese diplomat says steps by U.S. to encourage Taiwan's independence would likely lead to military conflict. January 29, 1:10 America, New York, U.S. says Russia, clearly, now has capability to attack as Ukraine complains of Western panic. Ukraine's president faulted Western leaders for delaying more damaging sanctions on Moscow, even as he accused them of inciting panic with suggestions that an invasion was imminent. January 29, 107 America, New York, first Arabic Netflix film tackles taboos, sparks controversy. The first Arabic Netflix film has sparked controversy in Egypt and beyond. January 29, 104 America, New York, India's militarized Nagaland calls for end to army impunity. A deadly mistaken ambush by soldiers seeking rebels in the country's northeast has renewed attention on a Special Powers Act that residents say perpetuates fear and harassment. Charred vehicles, torched during protests, at the site where Indian Army Special Forces shot and killed a group of ethnic Naga villagers near Oting, India, in December. January 29, 004 America, New York, Joni Mitchell wants songs off Spotify in COVID row. The singer asks that her songs are removed from the platform in protest against COVID misinformation. CNN World News. January 28, 2322 America, New York, Australia to spend a record $35 million to protect koalas. Australia will spend a record $50 million Australian, $35 million US, over the next 4 years to boost long-term protection and recovery of its koala population, Prime Minister Scott Morrison's office said in a statement on Saturday. January 28, 2258 America, New York, Ukraine crisis, Russian attack would be horrific, U.S. warns. Top U.S. General Mark Milley says the buildup of Russian troops is the largest since the Cold War. January 28, 2220 America, New York, funeral held in Vietnam for influential monk Thich Nhat Hanh. A funeral has been held for the Vietnamese Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh, a week after the renowned Zen master died at the age of 95 in Hue in central Vietnam. January 28, 2125 America, New York, Argentine singer Verdaguer dies of COVID-19 complications. Argentine singer-songwriter Diego Verdaguer, whose romantic hits such as Corazón de Papel, Yo Te Amo, and Volveré, sold almost 50 million copies, has died of complications from COVID-19.